latte belly, occasional missives from a Southwest 8 cafe.
There's a little kid outside. He's on a bike. His dad's on another bike. The kid's got no stabilizers on his bike. He can't be older than six. I'm very impressed. But I realise that if I'm ever a parent, I'd have to learn how to ride a bike again. I haven't ridden a bike since the Saturday before Boris Becker destroyed Kevin Curran at Wimbledon to become the youngest Wimbledon champion back in 85. I'm not sure that I am cut out to be a parent. People tell me I'm great with kids, but I do find it a bit of an effort. I'm too selfish, I think. I'm too focused on my next hairstyle or how much life my slim fit jeans have left in them. I never got excited about my grades at school. That's another thing. How could I tell my kids to do well at school when I never cared about my own grades? And I'd have to utter those ridiculous Americanisms like, yeah, well, my kid's in year four when talking to other parents, you know, whatever the hell that means. What is year four? Kids talk of semesters now and stuff like that. I mean, what's happened in the 20 years since I left school? That's the kind of thing that I would struggle with if I was a parent. And you could be bringing up your child, and you know, chances are, even if there are, you know, there are no obvious signs, that between 16 and 20, it's a near on certainty that they're going to get laid during that period. Unless they're a really slow developer, they're going to start doing adult things. Someone's going to start playing with their bits. I couldn't handle that as a parent. Your kid comes home, shuts themselves in their room. You're wondering whether you could smell alcohol on their breath when they came in or whether you saw a love bite. My parents didn't have to deal with any of that. We all slept in the same room, so coming home drunk was never an option for me. In fact, between 87 and 89, owing to the final breakdown of my parents' marriage, that they'd had trial marriages. I think they'd had a couple of trials in 81 and a final one in the spring of 87, which was a disaster. And after that, I had to bed swap with my mum and move into the marital bed alongside my dad. We were all in the same room. I don't think there was another kid in the country preparing for the inaugural GCSEs in the summer of 88 like me. It was an unusual, you know, preparation. It was an exciting time, certainly in football. Kenny Dalglish's radically altered Liverpool team, the great side of Barnes, Beardsley, Aldridge and Houghton, were taking it to Howard Kendall's magnificent reigning champions Everton. I had my first new nose, having made my rhinoplasty debut in the autumn of 86. But looking back, the all-in-the-same-bedroom scenario did me a lot of damage. Years later, I realised the night I came home, having popped my cherry, that my dad, being the womaniser that he was, would have recognised the scent of a woman on me. It's not many guys that can say less than half an hour after popping their cherry they were back home sharing a bed with their dad. That was a rather confusing coming of age. I thought once I'd popped my cherry, that would be it, that there would be some process that let girls out there know that you'd got past that hurdle, they would descend on me. I failed to build on that breakthrough. It was the first of many false dawns for me. It was not possible to pretend you were a young man when you had to share a bed with your dad, with your mum and your young sister in bunks less than a foot away from you. It was the summer of 89 and the advent of much-awaited body hair that made me realise I was inching closer towards being a man. That glorious day in May 89, just days after having my first shave and discovering I finally had hair in my armpits. Yeah, my mum trained two mirrors on the back of my thighs that day. Deacon Blue's second album, The Brilliant When the World Knows Your Name, was playing it on the hi-fi. And I was just marvelling at all this hair. No one told me back then that the future would be all about steroid adult sportsmen waxing their bodies, that girls would expect you to do the same, that body hair would suffer such a fall from grace. I knew then, seeing that hair on my legs, I knew that I was finally ready to return to my own bed. Drastic action was required, and after 2 years of bed sharing with my dad, you know, I needed my own room. My dad, he wasn't happy when I bought myself a fold-up bed that summer and I moved into the front room. And he tried to rain on my parade by buying a 12-foot coat rail, which he promptly installed in the front room. In what on the surface was done to tackle our long-standing storage issues, but I now suspect that was just an act of spite on his part. It is hard to forget how I grew up, which I guess is why I've struggled to put the past behind me. But the chaos of that old life is something I need to battle to move on. I need to make sure that if I ever have kids, they'll have their own room, albeit I will be removing the doors and regularly looking in on them so they can't be knocking one out under my roof. Twitter @1607WestEgg and listen to the podcast.